Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
617-655-1234. You can call or text for Hot Take Tuesday. You have your own hot take, or you want to give opinions about other people's hot takes. Just to recap what happened moments ago on the show, we had a woman call in and shared that she has a child now that's about a year and a half old. And her hot take was that the father of the child should tell his new girlfriend that he has this kid.
He's hiding that he has a baby.
Right, hiding it from his new girlfriend and from the family as well, which just caught us all off guard. I think we can all agree on that hot take. There's one side of that story. And some other hot takes. Corey from Medford says truffle oil. Blech.
Makes everything worse. I agree.
You're stupid if you like truffle oil.
He did not say that.
Well, I'm saying it because I like truffle oil and I'm stupid. And then Dan had one that has got people riled up as well. Same siders at booths when they're out at restaurants.
Yeah, same side boothers at restaurants need to be stopped. You're in public. People can see you.
Are you just following me around, Dan? It's just whatever it is that I like. You're like, yeah, that pisses me off.
We're just fundamentally different people.
I got bored doing it, so I asked him to pick up my song.
Let's see. Carrie from Brighton, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
I think that movie theaters should offer showings with intermissions for movies that are longer than 2 hours.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I like
Tuesday. I always have to go to the bathroom, so that would be wonderful.
Also, when did it become a thing that every movie needs to be 2.5 hours long?
Yeah, Carrie, I watched Stand By Me yesterday, hour and 20 minutes, and one of the best movies you'll ever see in your life. It was like watching
Movies are getting longer, and the movie theaters need to accommodate the patron that they want to keep people coming to the theaters. That's why people don't go see really long movies in theaters anymore.
Yeah, I don't mind a long movie, like if it's good, you know, but yeah, I would, there's an app called Run Pee, it's called.
Oh, right.
Oh, please, Run Pee and I are very well acquainted.
Yeah, I don't go to the movies often, but when I do, that's the first thing I check because I always have to go.
That's hysterical.
Thank you so much, friend.
Thank you. Fiona from Braintree, Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
I could not agree more with the same cider take.
Thank you.
I'm a server, and when people come in and they put a reservation for two people, but they want a 4-top table so that they can sell at the same time, same side of the booth, but it's 7:30 on a Friday night, it's not happening. And then you're mad, I'm mad, no one's happy.
Okay, that one I can agree with. If you're trying to reserve a table for four so two people can same side, that's a little weird. But if somebody, if Lana and I are out and we haven't had a lot of time together and the place is kind of quiet and they set us up at a 4-topper, I'll sit next to her a lot of the time.
And she allows this?
Is that so you don't have to look her in the eye?
No, it's because we want to have some contact. We're like, we're looking at the menus. We're talking. We have things to just, you know what I mean? I don't know.
So do you just turn your neck to talk for 90 minutes instead of just looking at each other?
We probably 50% of the time, if we're alone and we get seated at a 4-topper, we sit side by side. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that about you, and I don't like it.
Already seated there. That's fine. But if you need to move, that's when there's an issue.
Okay, I got you.
There's a place for same siders, and it's the bar,
right?
Not at a booth.
And while that is happening, I'm putting truffle oil on my fries, Dan.
Oh my God.
Let's see. Trish is from Waltham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday.
I am totally on Dan's side. Same side boothers. It is a problem.
Let's go.
I used to work at the Uno's on Boylston Street. May she rest in peace.
Oh.
And there were booths that were designed for only one person on each side. There was not room for two butts. Guess what people would do anyways?
No.
Two people squeeze in.
Yep. Same side it. Squeeze them in on the Uno's of Boylston, which does not have a lot of walking room. Putting on legs because people don't fit. It was just... Don't do it. It's not what it's designed for.
I can tell by the tone in your voice you have PTSD.
Thank you, Trisha. You got him fired up, Dan. Jessica's from Dedham. Hot Take Tuesday.
Hi. I can't stand crossing guards.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
So what is... I don't understand.
That's the hottest take I've ever heard.
Yeah, these are volunteers, usually elderly people, and they are doing this because they care about the safety of our kids.
I know, and they have good use at times, but the aggressive hand motions and the judgment on their face, even when you're already parked waiting, or they come out, hit the walk signal, wait for the signal, and then the kids are still like 50 yards away, and then they just still wait. Or when they push it for an adult, and I'm like, they can do it themselves.
All right, Jessica, we're going to have to fight about this.
I can't.
Because my grandfather was my crossing guard at my elementary school, and this is a direct attack on my Papa George. He crossed us every day. He was, fun fact, he was legally blind in like 80 when he did it.
Seems safe.
So we crossed him mostly. But the kids loved him.
I'm sure they did.
And I go, hey, Papa, it's time to cross now. So he'd put his sign up and we'd go because he couldn't see. But we were safe.
How desperate were they in your hometown to find a crossing guard? They could only find somebody blind.
He was retired from being a milkman and he wanted to get out there, be closer to me.
I feel like you're making her point, but okay.
It's not. We had a wonderful time.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You guys think you're better than me because you didn't have a legally blind crossing guard as your grandfather?
Nobody said better than. You guys take these things so personal.
Shout out to Jessica. Shepherds and Malden.
Oh, Jessica, thank you for that. Oh, it's not so fun when it's you being hit in a spot. Same cider Carson over here likes this one.
You disrespected my grandpa?
Not disrespecting your grandpa.
God help. Can we move?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.